Good morning, KSL News Time is 6 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story this hour.
Mount Nebo Middle School in Payson and surrounding schools are dealing with a string of fake threats over the past few weeks.
Today, police and school officials will address the problem in a news conference. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston begins our live team coverage school threats. Peter?
Amanda, for Mount Nebo Middle, students have evacuated or locked the doors three times in the last 2 weeks. Department of Public Safety School Safety Liaison Jeremy Barnes says it's tough to track down the emails, texts, or other forms of threats.
There is a lot of work that goes into trying to figure out who they are, trying to identify if it's a hoax threat or if it's a substantial threat. And you have to treat those threats as if they are legitimate.
The latest evacuation happened on Tuesday. But schools in Santa Quinn, Payson, and Spanish Fork also faced their own threat the day before, with parents getting texts around noon about a situation where the doors were being locked and students were being told to stay in place by local law enforcement. A news conference will be happening today with the Mount Nebo Middle School officials and the local police department. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
Police have again recovered a gun on a Roy High School student. This is the fourth time in just the last few weeks. KSL News Radio's Adam Small continues on live team coverage of school threats. Adam?
Tim, Roy police say they found a gun on a teenage boy who was with three other students yesterday near 2025 West, 4800 South, right by the high school, which was temporarily placed on a secure protocol while officers responded. Now, all four students were taken into custody, and police say they have recommended charges against all of them. Now, just twice last week, they found guns on school property, and they found a gun on a student a couple weeks before that. And no one's been hurt in any of these cases, but a Weber School District spokesperson called this, quote, very concerning behavior. They're still just calling on everyone to keep their eyes peeled and report anything that looks suspicious. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The Alpine School District is narrowing the options of a potential split, which could eventually be presented to voters this fall. The district board voted on different plans to continue studying, and they tell KSL if a division happens, they prefer an east-west split. Some district leaders say they still feel the best option is to keep the district together the way it is.
Another round of protests took place at the University of Utah last night, but then the protesters moved to the county jail. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports.
200 or so gathered up in President's Circle went on the move to the Salt Lake County Jail. Marchers then demanded that one of the event's organizers who had been arrested be released. Along the way, KSL 5 reports there were no reported skirmishes. Two sheriff's deputies did have to go out into the roadway with marchers, but did not have to take any action. According to the University of Utah, one arrest was made based on an individual's actions from Monday night. In total, 20 arrests were made over 2 days. They say most charges should be misdemeanors. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour, dueling protests at UCLA turned dangerous overnight when the various groups started throwing things at each other. ABC's Chris Christie watched it all happen from a news chopper.
Oh, look at that. Somebody just took a pallet to the head.
The LAPD is on campus right now separating the groups. UCLA administrators have declared any encampments on campus as unlawful.
We know that Sundance is looking for another venue outside of the state, but another Utah-based popular film festival already has plans to leave. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with more details. Michael.
Tim, indie film festival Slam Dance announced over social media they'll be moving to Los Angeles for next year's festival. They say the move is a celebration of their community spirit, and it's about, quote, broadening our horizons, empowering indie filmmakers, and forging deeper connections in an ever-evolving landscape, close quote. According to the announcement, Slam Dance's move has some pretty big names backing it, including Anthony and Joe Russo, along with Emma and Christopher Nolan. And all of it comes only weeks after the Sundance announcement. Reporting live, Michael Commit, KSL News Radio.
Let's get a look at First Look traffic. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
We've got no crashes to report, but we do have traffic starting to fill in a few spots. A little bit on the 201 freeway out by SR-202 coming from Tooele County. And a little bit along State Street in downtown Salt Lake City near 17th South. But boy, this is really nitpicking to find any slowdowns. Everything moving pretty well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The Federal Reserve's latest meetings wrap up today.
Earlier this year, Chair Jerome Powell indicated the Federal Reserve could cut interest rates at least once in 2024. That was before the latest economic reports, including some which show strong hiring, indicated inflation is still very much a problem.
ABC's Daria Albinger reporting.
We're seeing some big advances in the way doctors treat cancer.
Researchers have discovered cancer cells often contain multiple different mutations, which means every patient's cancer treatment needs to be different.
A lot of people have referred to this as personalized medicine. We in oncology like to think we personalize treatment for every patient, so every patient gets personalized medicine. The more current term is precision medicine, so being able to precisely identify these mutations in a person's tumor and then precisely pick the right therapy for said patient.
Dr. Teresa Warner is the deputy director of the Huntsman Cancer Institute. She says they're also using treatments that can target a patient's specific cancer, helping to reduce the treatment's side effects. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Don's going to help us go in depth on that coming up here in a few minutes. Real Salt Lake is pushing through the first half of the season, and they're finding the most success on the road. Here's KSL News Radio's Britt Johnson.
They haven't had this good of a record on the road for 10 years. RSL Vice President of Communications Trey Fitzgerald says head coach Pablo Mastroeni has been integral to their success. Plus, the players have fewer distractions and bond as a team when they are away from home. For 2023 and 2024, they've had 15 wins and 10 draws of their away games.
The team is focusing on bringing some of the road success back home when they face rival Kansas City on Saturday.
A girls softball coach who has been coaching for 50 years says it's time to retire. Butch Lady coached his last game yesterday and tells KSL-TV his time being a coach has been very rewarding.
I've had a lot of them come back and say if we hadn't done this and we didn't do that. And so it's been fun. That's the best part.
Gail Miller was also at Lady's last game to thank him for his years of dedication to the sport. Lady and Larry H. Miller were good friends and teammates years ago.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.